Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This week is Walkout Wednesday. We're going to be talking about walking out from your employment or your school if you're being forced to get one of these COVID shots. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom. Well, Holly, this coming Wednesday, August 11, is Walkout Wednesday, and it's going to be noon your time zone. So whatever time zone you live in, it would be noon at your time zone, August 11. And that is to walk out if your employer or your school is forcing you to succumb to a COVID shot mandate. Join others around the nation. Walk out at noon in a peaceful protest in front of the building, whether it's employment or school. And if you're not under a mandate, support others like our veterans, nurses, doctors, and other heroes who are being forced between choosing their job or these experimental shots. This is just not right.
You know, and courage is contagious, Matt. And like what happened in the House recently when Nancy Pelosi was trying to implement another one of her ridiculous mask mandates. You know, you could go into the House. The Senate side doesn't have that. So miraculously, you're free on that side. But, you know, in the House jurisdiction, she was trying to make all the members wear masks. Well, some of them linked arms and said, we will not comply. And what do you know? Pelosi backed off. So it's standing together and saying, you are violating our rights. We will not allow you to do that. And of course, we know these COVID shots are authorized under the emergency authorization use. They are not licensed or approved by the FDA. You cannot mandate them.
You cannot. I mean, the federal law and the FDA have made it very clear. And I will quote that you have the, quote, option to accept or refuse, the option to accept or refuse. And in fact, that's even in the FDA mandated fact sheet. You have the option to accept or refuse. These cannot be forced. It cannot be coerced on anyone. But what happened is the Biden administration is forcing on, first, the Veterans Administration, the VA hospital workers, the largest hospital group in the country, about 399,000-plus employees nationwide, then on federal employment. Then you see some of these forced mandates issued by states or certain healthcare workers, and now it's in the private sector as well. And listen to this. You know, we get a lot of emails. We're working overtime, helping people around the country to be opted out of these mandates, and we are in the process of preparing suits across the country to stop these mandates. But we get a lot of information, a lot of requests from, for example, nurses for help. And these nurses, they have said that they have been on the front lines, running to the fire, putting their lives at the front lines for a year and a half, and they have been considered heroes for doing so. And I consider them certainly heroes, whether it's Absolutely. Running to the front line for COVID or any other thing. They are heroes. And now they're being forced to choose between a shot that they don't want or their jobs. For example, we're working with employees at a very large hospital, 14,000 mm-hmm. workers in this hospital. The hospital just said everyone has to get a shot. 66% of those medical workers in that particular facility, that hospital, have not gotten the shots, nor do they want to get them. And now they're all being told, you must or you will be terminated. We must honor these heroes. It is their decision. It's not the employer's decision. It is not the government's decision.
You know, and we've already defended two dental students who are going through dental school, and they were trying to force them to have this COVID shot. We represented them, and now, you know, they are no longer being forced. Thankfully, we've represented a family who is trying to be forced to get a COVID shot in order just to visit their dying mother in a hospital we won on their behalf. You know, but, and we also have, you know, I think education is a lot of it too. And we have a memo on our website that people can print out and show to their employers or their schools and say, this is not legal. You cannot mandate this.
Yeah, you can go to lc.org/vaccine. We have information there, legal memo, and we also have a sample religious freedom exemption letter that you can use. You can also go to lc.org and click on the legal help tab if you need legal help and are being faced with one of these mandates. You can go there as well. And also there, in addition to filling out information, we have the sample religious freedom letter that you can use. But Walkout Wednesday is this coming Wednesday, August 11 at noon your time. And our website for that is walkoutwednesday.net, walkoutwednesday.net. I hope that you get this information around to people in your community, in your sphere, on your social media. Get it out to other organizations that can actually promote it. You can have the signs of your choice, whatever you want. The point is, in mass, we need to show solidarity and support across the country, right, whether it's people in school, whether it's in people in the employment workplace, and even if you're not being forced, stand in solidarity with one of your friends or your neighbors who are, because it is heartbreaking, Holly. Right. We have emails, like, for example, that say, my sister got the shot and she died. Now I'm being forced to get the shot. My neighbor got the shot and she died. Now I'm being forced to get this shot. Many of these people, they've done their research. And what the research shows is that in 7 months, we've had more deaths from the COVID shots than all the deaths from all the vaccines combined over the previous 31 years.
And don't forget the lifelong, you know, adverse effects that are happening, the paralysis, the Guillain-Barré that's happening to people as a result of these shots. That's something you can't reverse. And it's heartbreaking, Matt, when you look at these testimonies and they say, I wish I could just have my life back.
I know. There's some young people, oh, that's just tragic when they're just shaking and they can't control their bodies.
I just
want to go back to that time and reverse the clock, and they can't. It is literally heartbreaking to see these, and they happen over and over again. Not only are they not safe, and you may have gotten what, and you may have avoided the problem for now, but, you know, others have not, and no one should be forced. And by the way, what we're also finding now is that they're not effective. We knew that they wouldn't be effective. In fact, if you look at Provincetown, Massachusetts, we see very high rate of injections, and yet the COVID rate is skyrocketing. Gibraltar is the most, quote, vaccinated place on the planet. They are bragging 100%. The charts show a complete vertical increase of COVID injections. Israel is saying 64.5% of those that are hospitalized have been fully immunized with both injections. 67% of those that are seriously ill have been fully immunized with both injections. The same is happening in the United Kingdom as well. So not only are they not safe, at least for some, they're not safe. We know that people are dying. We know that there's over 500,000 adverse events.
And you know, Matt, I also watched an interview with a former employee of Pfizer, and she said graphene oxide are in these shots, and that is poison. That's like lead.
And we've never used that on humans before.
No, and the purpose is that it's a conductor of electricity. So what does that say to you? This is not about a virus, but this is about eventually controlling people and linking them to the internet.
Yeah, it's what is shocking is the forced nature of this. And they cannot be forced under federal law. They are under the emergency use authorization, which means that they are under the investigational and experimental use. And that is their words, not mine. It's under investigational and experimental use. And that's why you can't force anyone to have these shots. But people across the country are being threatened to lose their jobs. Look, these nurses and these healthcare workers, they put their lives on the line for a year and a half. They are heroes to me and to many other people. And now they're pleading with us that they are being forced to take the shot or be terminated. That should not be in America. That should not be. So whether you are being forced or not being forced, join Walkout Wednesday, August 11 at noon, your time zone, Stand with veterans, doctors, nurses, other heroes. Stand with students. Stand with others who deserve to make their own personal decision. It's not the decision of the employer. It's not the decision of the government. It's a personal choice. We must stand in solidarity for freedom. WalkoutWednesday.net, WalkoutWednesday.net. You can also go to lc.org for additional information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.